Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. I like movies with two strong central characters, as long as they have good chemistry. This week I'm looking at two new movies featuring dynamic duos that work well together. One's a romantic drama about two young men set in northern Italy, and the other is a comedy drama about two women set in downtown Toronto. Dim the Fluorescence, directed by Daniel Warth. Audrey, played by Claire Armstrong, is a struggling actress in Toronto. She's passionate and tempestuous, with rosy cheeks and curly hair, a statuesque figure, and a pierced nose. She takes antidepressants daily so she can pour her everything into her work. She goes to frequent readings and auditions, but still hasn't landed her big break. She shares an apartment with Lillian, played by Naomi Squarna, her friend and fellow theater person. Lillian acts too, but she devotes herself to writing scripts and screenplays and to helping Audrey's career. Lillian has a severe demeanor with glasses and black hair pulled back, dressed for success. The two see all their friends moving up the ladder while they're stuck at the bottom and not earning any money from it either. So instead of taking a day job sitting in a cubicle between auditions, they decide to stick to the craft, but in an unusual form and location. They take their acting to the offices, performing short pieces on worker safety and sexual harassment to add some life and excitement to the incredibly dull PowerPoint lectures. They manage to turn each corporate banality into a scene from King Lear. And their efforts are noticed, at least within the offices. One young exec, Bradley, played by Brendan Hoban, shows up like a stage door groupie after a show to heap praises on Audrey's fine performance. Instead of asking for her autograph, though, he asks her to dinner. Meanwhile, Lillian is trying hard to make her dramatic business plan pay off. Their big break, at least financially, finally arrives in the form of a contract, an 8-minute show before 300 conventioneers. There are a few conditions. They have to include an executive's niece, Fiona, played by Andriana Caligarini-Grazik, in the show, and they have to end on a positive note. But as art reflects life, the drama of the characters spills over into Audrey and Lillian's own lives, ending in an explosive crisis that puts the whole thing at risk. Will they get it back together in time for the performance? Okay, Dim the Fluorescence starts as an ordinary Canadian comedy. I get it, I thought. It's about artists having to lose their ideals in order to meet corporate demands. But after the first half hour, it starts to take off and it just gets better and better. And by the end of this movie, it's, wow, this is a surprisingly powerful film. The cast is all new and all great, especially that Claire Armstrong. Man, that woman acts her ass off. Check this one out. It's a very good movie. Call Me By Your Name, directed by Luca Guadagnino, written by James Ivory, based on the novel by Andre Asiman. It's 1982. Elio, played by Timothée Chalamet, is a 17-year-old Italian-American who spends his summers and Christmas vacation at his family home in northern Italy. It's a beautiful villa located in a lush orchard beside a slow-moving river. His parents are academics with a passion for the arts. Mom, played by Amira Kassar, translates medieval poetry, while Dad, played by Michael Stuhlbarg, is into ancient Greek and Roman bronze statues. Elio spends most of his time transcribing classical music on guitar and piano. He also hangs with Marzia, his longtime friend slash semi-girlfriend, reading poetry and exploring sex. Elio speaks French to his mom, English to his dad, and Italian to almost everyone else. It's a polyglot family. Now, each year, Elio's dad chooses a gifted American grad student to come stay with them for the summer. They help catalog his writings and presumably provide a role model for Elio. This year, it's Oliver, played by Armie Hammer, a grad student from small town New England. He's handsome, athletic, preppy, and arrogant, and smart as a whip. He dominates any room he enters and will leave whenever he wants with a simple later. Elio is put off by Oliver's manner, but impressed by his confidence. And as he gets to know him better at a village dance, a family dinner, bike rides in the country, his interest turns to attraction. Are the feelings mutual? They both have girlfriends from the town, but this all seems new. They begin a delicate pas de deux, simultaneously flirting, arguing, and testing each other's limits, each trying to determine the other one's feelings. Are they friends or something more? Will this turn into a summer bromance or a lasting love? Call Me By Your Name is a beautiful and clever romantic and sexual drama, though nothing's explicit. It's as interesting for what it has as for what it leaves out. The usual theme of gay movies, coming out, bullying, abusive parents, fear, religious guilt, gay bashing, homophobia, HIV, AIDS, none of that. They're not a part of this movie. It's also not a typical boy meets girl or boy meets boy romance. What it does have is fantastic acting, a great screenplay, beautiful location, music, and art in the whole thing. From the beautiful calligraphy of the opening credits to the devastating single-shot finish, this movie is flawless. Dim the Fluorescence is now playing in Toronto. Call Me By Your Name opens today. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.